You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, as everybody always knows, my wife just had a kidney transplant. We've been very involved with the kidney community down here. I want to thank Zoe Palencias. I'm sorry, Zoe. I butchered it there. From the National Kidney Foundation's South Florida office, she sent to us today Alfred Robert. He's the chairperson of the Miami Kidney Walk. It's set for March 17th at Doral Park. Rally starts before 8. It kicks off at 8. And so Alfred's going to talk to us about what we're going to do and what we're going to say. Alfred, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me to the show. And to me, it's been a pleasure being the chairperson one more year in the Kidney Walk, because I really believe in the cause.
What's your connection to the kidney situation?
Well, I've been involved in like past 40 years in kidney and dialysis, and very strongly. And I believe in the cause of what the Kidney Foundation is doing, and certain things that we as member of the walk, ARC dialysis, New Star dialysis, New Life dialysis, we have certain plans and that we're creating with Jackson Health System to create transplant, and we're doing like a pilot program to make the transplant work.
Okay, that's great. And within the context of the pilot program, I'm sure you're going to try a bunch of innovative things. But tell me a little bit about the Kidney Walk. Well, who can participate and when is it?
Well, the Kidney Walk will be on March 17th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning at Doral Central Park. And we're expecting almost more than 1,000 participants.
Tremendous.
We're going to have giveaways and much other participants, like the Vita, Fresenius, Opco, Renal, our main sponsor, ARC Dialysis, New Star Dialysis, New Life. We're going to be giving brochures, literatures. We're going to have a live band.
Oh, cool.
That's one of our first transplant
recipients?
Yes.
Wow.
That came out of a New Star Dialysis.
Wow, that's great.
And he's going to be a Jamaican
reggae thing?
Yes, it's going to be awesome. Very, very nice. We're going to have the mayor showing up with certain proclamations and so forth.
That's great.
And we're going to have Dr. Guerra from Jackson Health System.
Oh, time out. Dr. Guerra, we love you, Dr. Guerra. Dr. Guerra knows how much we love her. My wife is now doing hearts all over Facebook. Dr. Giselle Guerra, we love you. Your feet never touch the ground. You're an angel on this earth. You can continue now, Alfred.
Yes, she's part of our walk and Jackson Health System too.
She's tremendous. She heads up the transplant unit there.
Yes, sir. Yes.
When the kidney came in for my wife, once we were going to get it from a deceased donor, and Dr. Guerra watched it and made sure that it was going to be right. And when it turned out not to be right, she managed our expectations and our disappointment. You know, a lot of the kidney thing is filled with disappointment.
Yes, 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 it is. And I'm very grateful to Mr. Bob Winston, his board vice president of the Kidney Foundation.
That's great.
And a very, very great man. He's been very positive and believe in what we're doing too.
It's very important to have a team that pulls alongside you.
And the board of commissioners of the county too. They have helped us out a lot too, putting this event together.
Who's some of the people on your committee?
In our committee, well, we have ARC dialysis.
Uh huh.
And we got Mr. Bob Winston.
Great.
And I'm not mistaken, we got Dr. Fred Domenico.
Wow.
Which he's the president of ARC dialysis.
That's
too.
Great. That's great. Now, can everybody participate? What about somebody that recently had a transplant that maybe they're not feeling 100%? And I want to say a high five to Chris Corey for tuning in as well. But thank you, Chris, for the great intro. But let's say somebody's not feeling real well. Can they still attend, and will there be a comfortable place for them to be able to participate?
Sure. There's going to be, matter of fact, some of the walks that we have people have come even in wheelchairs.
Okay.
And I remember like 5 years ago, we had it down in Key Biscayne, and we have several people in wheelchair that participated, which is they just had transplant.
Listen, the most important thing is that they're surrounded by the positive energy, by the will to survive, that they have people that are pulling alongside of them, because even after they have the transplant, it's not clear sailing all the time. There's lots of different things that can happen. So I think it's tremendous to create this community of people that are supporting each other. I'd go just to give Giselle Gira a hug. She's amazing.
So funny. Yes, yes, she is. She's an amazing person, and I think she's a workaholic.
Yes, she is, but that's because she really cares about what she's doing, and that's really the value of getting the transplants down here. You've got a couple different hospitals that do them.
Yes.
And each is a different experience. But the most important thing is to find a place where you can be comfortable and where you can surround yourself with hope, dignity, and love.
That's the main thing. We're going to have giving a lot of information, literature. We're going to have several doctors in several booths giving out information, nurses, case managers, and telling them. Jackson is going to be there, and New Star, and a whole bunch of other dialysis units. They're on board with us. And Upco Renal,
it's
a pharmaceutical.
Sure.
They have several medications coming out for kidney.
So people will be able to go. They'll be able to get the latest information. They'll be able to find out about the latest treatments. If maybe they've been seeing their nephrologist and they're starting to maybe have to think about going on dialysis, they can get information. They can talk to people that have had the experience so that it becomes an environment that's welcoming, positive, and supportive.
Yes. We're going to have all type of information. And
you're going to start crying.
And everything that will be involved in dialysis and kidney, information on transplant, and everything.
So beautiful.
We're going to have live music and enjoyable.
It's beautiful what you're doing. Our community really needs it. There really is a lack of good information about renal failure and all the challenges that the folks face. There's a real difficult thing going to dialysis at all those different places. They're all different. They have a different environment that the person goes in, but the procedure is relatively similar. And I gotta just tell you, it's brutal. It's not something that's pleasant, but it's a lot more pleasant than the alternative, which is death. And so this is a real serious thing. A lot of people in our community are going to have this someday. If you know somebody that has high blood pressure or diabetes, they're on the road already.
Yes. Yes, and feel free always to contact the Kidney Foundation, one of our local sponsors, like I say, ARC Dialysis, New Start Dialysis, New Life, Upco Renal, and we are always available to give information out and to help.
Well,
that's one of the main things I even get involved in it to try to help Soy this year, where she's done a great job. And I really appreciate everything she's done. And everybody that's been the sponsor and you know, a little bit over there, we have raised X amount of dollars to make this happen and to help who needs it.
It's a group of people that feel ignored, that are ignored,
yes,
feel alone, that are disconnected from society because of the process of dialysis. It's a very, very difficult circumstance. Only the strongest people make it all the way through. But the thing that keeps them strong above all else is hope.
That's the main thing. And one other thing is that some of them are lonely. You know, I see it on a daily basis.
Of course.
When I visit our network of dialysis unit, you know, they don't have even transportation. They don't have a way to
they're
get
waiting
the
for transportation. They can't afford their meds.
Medicines. And,
they can't afford the right renal diet. My wife was blessed. She had me. She had the perfect renal
amen.
Diet. Okay. But a lot of these people, they walk in and all they can afford is a Subway and chips.
Right. I work very closely with several food banks.
Yeah. Food security is huge here.
Yes. With Curly's House is one of our main food bank that we work with.
I'm very concerned about food security. It's one of the big issues for my niece, Nikki Freed, is very involved in food security. She's the Commissioner of Agriculture.
Yes.
Okay, so yet. She's very involved in food security. So if I can help in any way with that, you know, I'll put you in touch with her team. I mean, I just want to help.
Right, and that's one of our main things. And like I say, you know, the transportation is very hard for them, and a little food when they leave the place, and
it's very difficult.
Patient care.
It's what it is. It's just caring.
Yes.
It's caring. It's having them know. Oh gosh, I'm just going to say it. It's having them know that they're going to have the right food, that they're going to have the right transportation, that they're going to have the best possible quality of life, and I'm going to just have to say, and that somebody cares.
That's the main thing.
That somebody
and
cares.
And that's one of the main things I'm involved in it.
Albert, we're going to have to go. Alfred, but please, before we go, tell people again, it's on the March.
It's March 17th. The walk's registration is at 8 a.m. Walk starts at 9. And we're going to have the live music and a lot of drinks and some snacks and things like that, and a lot of literature.
A lot of love, a lot of caring,
a lot of care.
A lot of support, a lot of everything that every person needs.
Yes.
Oh, I want to thank you. Zoe, you sent me an angel. Thank you, Zoe. Alfred, you're tremendous. Our community needs more like you.
And I want to thank again the city of Doral for giving us the park and the opportunity they're giving us, and the police department and the mayor, J.C. Marbutis.
Oh, thank you so much. And